President Donald Trump's tax reform proposal dramatically diminishes the burden for businesses. Let's make sense of the numbers with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
The intent is to cut the corporate tax rate by more than half. Does that please the public?
No, it doesn't. When we test various things relating to who should get tax cuts and who shouldn't, corporations are near the bottom of the list. A couple of different ways we measure that. We know that Americans right now think that corporations don't pay enough in taxes rather than too much. And as mentioned, when we say, do you favor or oppose giving tax cuts to the following, the corporations are at the bottom of the list. People go along with lower income and middle income tax cuts. They actually like that. That's near the top of the list of what Americans want, but not cuts in taxes for corporations.
So the public has a hard time drawing that straight line from corporate tax cuts to businesses booming and companies hiring.
If that's what Trump and the Republicans want to argue, they're going to have to draw that line with a little firmer felt-tip pen so that Americans see the connection, because right now they don't.
I understand Gallup tested the public's rating of Trump on several economic dimensions.
That's right. Now that 100 days are essentially up as of Saturday, we thought we would test what the public thinks about how he's done on various aspects of the economy, things that he promised that he would do. He gets best credit for preventing companies or factories from relocating overseas. That's at the top of the list, and that's positive. More Americans said he's done an excellent or good job on that than a poor job. And also the other one out of the six that we tested that's above water, that Americans are more positive than negative about, is cutting regulations on businesses, which he issued an executive order to do just that. The things that Americans don't give him credit for are tax reform. Now, again, these data are from a week ago, so it's before any new tax reform packages have really been put out there, but they give him low credit for that, and also don't give him a lot of credit for reducing federal spending or for improving trade policies with other countries.
In an overall sense, is Trump given credit for making correct decisions on the economy?
Well, we have asked for each of the last three presidents. That would be George W. Bush, and for Barack Obama, and now for Donald Trump in April of their first year. Actually, we asked this in April of every year since George W. Bush took office. How much confidence do you have in them to make the right decisions on the economy? And Trump does worse than his two predecessors. About 48%, half of Americans say they have a great deal or a fair amount of confidence in Trump to make the right decisions on the economy, but Obama was up at 71%. And remember, back in 2009, this was April of 2009 we're talking about, Obama had high job approval ratings, was still riding the crest of very positive feelings, so he got a lot of credit for that. But George Bush, who came in 2001, in April of that year, he had almost as much, about two-thirds of Americans, giving him credit for making the right decisions on the economy. So in terms of where they started out, Trump is starting out significantly below his two predecessors in terms of the public's confidence that they're able to handle the economy.
Is it possible to tease out when Gallup asks the question, say, in this regard, to what extent it is based on the issue, in this case, the economy, versus the extent to which partisanship increasingly bleeds in, and if you say black, I'll say white?
Good question. You know, actually, two aspects to that. One is clearly we're more partisan now than we have been in the past, so it's very difficult for Democrats, whom we or any other pollster interview, to say anything positive about Trump. And second, if you have an overall negative opinion of the president, you're probably going to rate him lower on whatever we ask about. We ask about his hair or his choice of suits and ties. You know, Democrats are going to be negative. So all that's part of this and may explain why he's doing less well than previous presidents. But we do get differentiation. You know, he's given higher ratings on some things than the others, so the public does differentiate. But partisanship is a real fact of life in America today, and you either like somebody or don't like somebody in general based on your partisan orientation.
So if Donald Trump hypothetically made an appeal to pollsters and said, I want to be in sync with American priorities, what might he do?
Well, that would be nice if he did that, wouldn't it? At least I think it would be, because as we've talked about and I've written about many times over the years, I think leaders would do well to pay attention to the collective wisdom of the public.
That's the essence of populism.
It's the essence of democracy in many ways. We have a representative democracy, so there are arguments about, you know, do you pay strict attention or as a representative, do you do what you think is best for the public, even if they don't know what's best for them? I'm a little more confident in the people than a lot of our leaders, so I do think people should pay attention to that. Leaders should pay attention to the people. But if Trump was to follow what the public wants, he would first of all pay close attention to small businesses. That comes up at the top of everything we look at, not big businesses or corporations, but small businesses. He would, as he's promised he would, pay a lot of attention to veterans. He would spend huge amounts of money, agree on an infrastructure plan. Americans clearly like that. He would give parental leave to American working families. The public really likes that. His daughter has pushed for that, so he may in fact do that going forward. He would also pass tax cuts for lower and middle income people. And I should add, almost anything that directly results in jobs plays very well with Americans. Jobs, J-O-B-S, mark that word, is one of the key factors in how Americans are looking at their lives and the economy today.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.